I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Governor Nathan Deal is giving his final State of the State address this morning. Meanwhile, Deal says he's ready to call a special session of the General Assembly to lure Amazon's second headquarters to Georgia. Speaking at a breakfast organized by the Georgia Chamber, Deal urged lawmakers not to waste time on the issue during their regular 40-day session.
Because we don't know what the needs are going to be. And I think it would be premature for us to attempt to guess that if we shoot too low, then we could be in trouble there and have to call a special session to correct what we might have done during the regular session.
Details of Georgia's bid have not been released. Deal assured business leaders at the breakfast the state made a, quote, strong, highly competitive offer. More than 200 cities have submitted proposals for Amazon's second headquarters. The company will release a shortlist of finalists later this year. Gwinnett County will soon have its first ever Latino mayor. Ray Martinez, who was elected to serve in Loganville, is officially going to be sworn into office today. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Martinez grabbed headlines in 2016 as one of the few Latino leaders to openly support Donald Trump's campaign. He says he doesn't worry about the president's various controversies as long as he sees results in the secular market.
Are you going to give me a job? Are you going to make this economy better for all of us? Are you going to put money in my pockets? That's the concern of the Hispanic population and everybody. And I'm pretty sure that Donald Trump is doing that right now.
In Gwinnett County, non-white voters have surpassed the number of white voters. Craig Newton in Norcross was also elected last year. He now serves as the county's first ever black mayor. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
A new federal lawsuit says police tampered with evidence and used excessive force when they shot a schizophrenic man at least 60 times. 26-year-old Jamarian Robinson was killed in late 2016 in East Point, just south of Atlanta. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says Robinson was shot after ignoring multiple commands to put down a weapon. The lawsuit claims officers tried to cover up their actions by doing things like moving the body and setting off flashbang grenades. Law enforcement agencies named in the lawsuit did not respond to requests for comment. Dennis Schroeder had 19 points and 10 assists. Torian Prince scored 16, and the Atlanta Hawks beat Denver 110-97 last night. The Hawks ended a 10-game losing streak on the road with that win. Atlanta wraps up a 5-game trip with its first road win since December 2nd at Brooklyn. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.